Hope College, the peace of the Lord be with you. Welcome back, each and every one of you. I hope you had a wonderful, tremendous, extraordinary summer. I had a good summer, though this summer I decided against the vocation to be a private detective. I'm just not that very good at it. Rather, I'd like to keep my day job to do here with you a public investigation of that which is most important. Here in this place, we want to publicly investigate the divine grace in Jesus Christ. Here in this place, it is set aside to worship the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In this place, we're going to open up the Word. In this place, we're going to sing the songs of the faith. In this place, we're going to pray. In this place, we're going to be unashamed to publicly investigate a God who's revealed himself to the world. Jesus Christ said this, "Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. Ask and you shall receive." In other words, the God who's made all things wants to be known. And this is a place that is set aside for you to investigate and know the living God who we know as Jesus the Christ. Friends, it's really good to see you and it's great to have you back. Hey, can I get a hand up from anyone who's a first-year student, a freshman, a transfer, somebody that you're just starting at Hope College? Hey, let's give them a warm welcome. Welcome to Hope College. We are so grateful that you're here and that you've joined the Hope family. We want you to know that this is a safe place for you. This building is a place where we invite you to bring all that you have, all your questions, all your doubts, all your faith. We don't care if you come from a church background or no church background. We don't care what kind of questions you got rambling around in your heart. This is your place. This is your chapel. And as you begin this year, know that this is here for you and that we are here for you. Many of you are new to Hope College, but you're not the only ones who are new. This morning, I have the great privilege and honor to introduce Hope's 12th president to you, John and Kelly Knapp. Would you please give them a warm Hope College welcome? Yes. Oh, I like a president that hugs. That's nice.
So this is the storied Hope College Chapel.
Yes.
It is great to be with you at this time and in this place. And let me say welcome back to all of you who are returning. We've had a wonderful experience the last few days getting to know our new freshmen and transfers, and in the process feeling even more at home ourselves as we welcome you. So I just want to tell you that as much as I appreciate the beauty of this service and the things that Trigg said about finding and investigating God in this place, that we should always remember that just as the president lives in the president's home, God lives in the chapel, right? God also lives in the chemistry lab, on the pine grove, on the football field, in the library, and in all the other places where you seek his presence. The living God of creation, the one who sustains and loves each and every one of us, is present in every place that we find ourselves, but we must seek him. And I encourage you to come to this place, to make this a place of worship, to make it a place of rejuvenation and renewal for yourselves, but also to remember that God is seeking you, that God is calling to you in every place that you find yourselves in daily life. And so I hope that we will remember that we serve a God who is the Lord of all creation, and that every place that we find ourselves, we can find God too if we only look and only make ourselves available. And in that process, just let me say to you that I hope that we all understand that the opportunity is ours beginning this year to make it the best year ever. And in many ways, the way we'll make this the best year ever is to make this a year where we love one another in new ways and in renewing ways, and where this is a community that's known to all who are present in this room today and all those who are not here this morning as a place where we love each other with the love of Jesus Christ. Now, speaking of love, let me tell you that one person you are going to come to love greatly is my wife, Kelly.
that this was standing room only, but I am blown away. This is so awesome, so incredible to see all of you out here. And we are so glad to be here. We have been so encouraged. This past weekend was so much fun seeing the new freshmen as they moved in and those returning students who came here early to help. And it was just a great time. And we were so encouraged to see the love that you all have for Hope College and for your Hope brothers and sisters. And I know that you are going to start reading Romans, studying the book of Romans. And in the first chapter, Paul was writing to the believers in Rome, and he said, you and I need to mutually encourage each other in our spiritual faith. And I know this is what you do. This is, you are making such a difference, and we thank you so much. And you know, for our part, we need to be encouragers, and we will be that. You know, we are on campus. We see you. We love walking, you know, passing you on the sidewalk, your smiles, your hellos. Thank you so much. It makes such a difference. And I am encouraging all of you tomorrow evening between 6 and 7:30 to come for cookies and refreshments on our back patio. And yes, I do love to bake.
Kelly, that's a lot of cookies.
I know. And I'm starting. It's actually, when I leave here, I'm going to start baking. But I know I cannot bake this many, so I will have some help from Creative Dining. So they'll have theirs, but I will do as much as I can. Some of my own cookies. So, but we do encourage you and welcome you to come tomorrow
evening. Hope College, John and Kelly Knapp.
I just took a picture. Follow me on Twitter and you'll see it.
All right.
And let's all close and go forth to start this wonderful new year with a word of prayer. Will you pray with me? Gracious and loving God, we know that you are near to us. We know that you are present in our lives, but we ask that you would make yourself known to us in new ways, that you would give us hearts to seek you, to recognize your presence. And most of all, Lord, we ask you for hearts that would love one another with the love of Jesus Christ. In the name of the triune God, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Go in peace.